one of the most enjoyable things that we get to do Saturdays, and one of the reasons we expanded to 6 hours after being on the air for years and years and years from 6 until 10 o'clock was so we could have live performances from kids and adults. By the way, if you're tuning in at WIUP in Indiana, Jim Rogers will be back next week. He's taking a week off from the program today. We'll be here with you until 11 o'clock, and thank you for sampling the Saturday Light Brigade this morning. We typically are on between 6 and 9 on WIUP. And also a special hello listening in Ohio. Thank you for joining us at WMCO. So today we have with us three siblings. We have Hannah, who is a freshman at Moon. Oh, not a freshman. I keep getting that wrong. Seventh grader at Moon Middle School. And then we have Mark, who's a sophomore. Mark's a freshman at Moon. Maybe I got Abby right. Abby, now it says junior. Okay, so 2 out of 3 is pretty good as I read through my notes here. They are all siblings. I got that part right. And they're going to play and sing together today in a variety of different combinations. And this first set is more or less going to be the one that Mark does. And you'll hear a few songs. In fact, before we talk, we'll just throw it over to Mark to do his first song. We'll talk about it a little bit afterwards, but we'll just have you play. And you'll be accompanied by your sister, Abby, on this one. So here are Mark and Abby Bardas.
Hold the smile. Falling in and out of love, ashamed and proud of, together all the while. But you should never say never. Why, we don't know when. Time and time again. Younger now than we.
Don't let me go.
Nice job. That's the voice of Mark Bardas, along with his piano and the violin of his sister, Hannah. I'm going to move your mic over a little bit so that we can talk best. And we can make a little eye contact here. There we go. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm ninth grade, freshman at Moon Area High School. I'm 15. I've been playing the piano for 9 years.
Wow. And in the song you just did, who wrote it?
That was Never Say Never by The Fray.
And what kind of music do you like?
Well, I listen to a lot of pop music and stuff, but I like to play a big variety. I like to play classical. Anything my parents suggest, I normally play. My piano teacher gives me a lot of music to play.
And she, by the way, wrote from Colorado Springs and mm-hmm. says that she's listening online. Megan McConnell is, so you know she's tuned in. Speaking of which, is there anybody else you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge while you're here?
Just all my family and friends listening.
Great. How hard was it for you to sing and play at the same time? Do you remember when you first tried to do that?
It was actually for this song. We had the high school had a talent show and right before Thanksgiving, and I knew I wanted to play the piano for the talent show, but I wanted to add something else. So I found this song, and I thought, well, I might as well try to sing to it. So this was actually the first song I tried.
Congratulations. So you didn't start singing while accompanying yourself until within the last year or so.
Yes.
I know I play the piano a little, not very well, and I mean, I can sing too, but trying to do both at the same time, I think, takes mm-hmm. a lot of not only courage, but just a lot of coordination too. What else do you like to do?
I play the drums in the marching band and throughout like symphonic band, concert band and stuff. I enjoy playing soccer for the school and just hanging around with my friends and stuff.
Excellent. What do you play in marching band?
I play the snare drum.
Oh, that means he's very good. Only the best drummers get that's the secret, being an ex-drumline member. You know, if you're the one that has all the, you know, lots of drums like the timbales and or triples or bongos, you probably, not to offend you, I'm saying because I play those drums, you're probably not quite as skilled as the snare drummers are, because it requires an awful lot of precision to play snare drum. That's a tough instrument to play, particularly in marching band. Have you seen the movie Drumline?
Yes,
I have. Most drummers have at this point. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to be playing Luckiest by Ben Folds.
Okay, and Abby, I think, plays on this one as well, or Hannah, I mean. Abby.
No, but I don't.
Oh, you don't play? Okay, so this is you solo. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a family of Bardases. Is that the right plural? Is there a collective noun, like a bevy of Bardases or something? You're listening to the Bardas family. Mark is going to sing solo as he accompanies himself now. Hannah will play on another song or two and some of her own music, and then Abby's going to play as well.
That I am
on the street where you lived. Maybe I'd be outside as you passed on your bike. What I know, and in a wide sea of eyes, see one pair that I'd recognize every day. Next door, there's an old man who lived to his 90s and one day passed away in his sleep. And his wife, she stayed for a couple of days and passed away.
Mark Bardas at the Saturday Light Brigade. Beautifully done. You have a great voice. Have you thought at all about what you might want to do when you get older? It's a little, freshman in high school, it's a little early maybe. But
I have been thinking about that. I know I want to go into music, more into like music education. Mm-hmm. Not really sure how far or what extent I want to go into that, but I do want to go in something involving music.
No, it's good to be able to explore those things. You sound absolutely great. Have you written any songs of your own?
I haven't really. I like to explore with like the, they call it Finale. It's a computer program where you write music. I explore stuff with that, and I have friends that we try to put stuff together. I'm not that great at it. I have friends that are kind of better than me at that, but I've tried before.
Well, you're probably your own worst critic, too. I have a feeling you may be better than you think. Uncle Greg just wrote, listening in Illinois, Warrenville, Illinois, to be exact, and says that you sound great. He's listening at slbradio.org. Mark has a couple more songs to play, and he's going to give our piano a little workout, I think, coming up next with a song I think you'll recognize. Once again, here's Mark Bardas. Thank you. nicely done, Mark. That's Mark Bardis. Great dynamics as you're playing. And I think Mark, you're not going to play anymore. I think it's now we're going to turn it over to your sisters. I was looking to see if you're going to accompany any of them, and it looks from my notes like you're not. By the way, hello from Uncle Chuck and Steph to you. I'm glad you have your whole family listening. They need to be listening every week too. But they wrote that great work, guys, is what they wrote. Even though two of you are not guys, they still said great work, guys. But I think they meant guys in the collective kind of sense. So now Abby is stepping up, and she's holding a violin, and she's got, I think, a couple songs planned. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm hoping to do Bach Double Concerto for two violins, and I'm going to do the first violin part, and it's the first movement, and then as well as the as Mozart's third concerto.
Great. Well, yes. I think we can put them both in, and I think just to be sure we have time, you can just go one right after the other as long as you're comfortable with that. And let me ask you, well, I'll tell you what, why don't we do the first one, and then actually we'll take a little break because I'd like to ask you a few questions after you play it. So forget everything I just said. Just do you want to start with Mozart? Or no, you were going to start with Bach.
Yes.
And okay. Here, all these Bardises, I'm outnumbered. Here to play for you now is Abby Bardis. Beautifully done. How long have you played violin?
This is actually my eighth year playing. I started when I was in fourth grade.
And I'm slowly getting this all right. You're a junior this year, right?
Yes, I am.
And have you thought about college yet?
Yes, I have. I'm hoping to go into the medical field.
Oh.
So,
but what got you interested in that?
Well, I love helping people, and just going into medicine, like that would be the perfect opportunity. And I couldn't see myself doing anything but being in the medical field. So,
well, that's great. Now, your family is clearly very musical. And your parents, Mark and Cindy, are here. Do you have any other siblings?
No, it's just the three of us.
Just the three.
Yeah.
Do your parents play instruments as well?
No. We got our talent from our grandparents. My parents like sang in their high school choirs, but other than that, we did not get it from them.
And what do your grandparents play?
Well, my grandfather, he used to play the accordion, mm-hmm. and he also played the piano. And my grandmother, she used to sing as well. So
well,
that's where we got it from.
That's terrific. They must, are they still here? Or did they get a chance to hear you play?
Well, actually, my grandfather passed away right before Christmas.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
He's listening to us, though.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I'm glad you had a chance, you know, he did have a chance to hear you play, too, face-to-face, which is great. You've got one more song. We were talking about it before. This piece is Mozart?
Yes.
Okay. And once again, you're listening to Abby Bardas. And Abby, did you want to thank anybody or say hello to anyone?
I do. Like, I'd like to thank, one, Megan McConnell for getting us on here. Two, my violin teacher, Jane Walsh, and Moon's Music Program, as well as my parents and rest of the family.
So. Terrific. Here again is Abby Bardas, and then Hannah's got a couple numbers coming up. Hannah's nervous. Are you nervous? No need to be nervous. I don't think Hannah's nervous. Beautifully done. We didn't hear from any additional family members from far away, by the way. I was just checking. But thank you very much to Abby. And now, Hannah, we're just going to bring you right up. I'd mentioned before I think we can keep going without an extended break, because I'd like to be sure we get as much. Or do you need a little break, Rob? Or we can go either way. You're going to go to piano, and I think we're okay. And we'll get a chance to introduce you to Hannah. She has two songs, I believe, that she's going to do for us. And one of them, I think you'll recognize, it's another Beethoven song. I see it. I can read her music right in front of me. So here now, the third of the siblings we're presenting today, all from the Moon School District, Hannah Bardas.
Thank you.
Hannah Bardis, how old are you, Hannah?
I'm 12.
That's a challenging piece to play. I always think of Charlie Brown and the Christmas special when I hear that piece. How long have you played piano?
This would be my seventh year.
Seven? Wow, that's a lot. And what kinds of things do you like to do beyond music?
I play softball and volleyball, and I play oboe, and I used to play clarinet.
Wow. You still play oboe, though. So when it comes time for, or if you're playing in an orchestra, do you have a preference between oboe and piano?
Not really. I also sing, so it's like there's a couple different groups that are like a lot really different that give me a expanded chance between music.
Well, that's terrific. What kinds of music do you like?
I don't really have a favorite. I just play whatever.
Well, that's great. I think that's a good way to be because there's a lot of high-quality music in many different genres. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I would just like to thank Megan McConnell again for getting us on here and just say hi to all my family and friends that are listening.
Well, great. Now, I think you have one more song prepared. Am I right about that? And it's this Irish wedding dance, I think. And you've got such great tone to your playing. And it sounds, you're the youngest of everybody we've talked to today, but have you thought a little bit about careers or anything?
Not really. I may want to go into music, but I'm not very sure.
Yeah, it's at 12. I think you got plenty of time. You really have plenty of time. Just about your whole life to make changes or to decide things. So Irish wedding dance. This one's probably kind of lively, I'll bet. And this is the time for me to thank Megan McConnell and to thank the whole bevy of Bardises. It's probably Bartai, but I don't want to change your name. But the bevy of Bardises that are here today, Abby and Mark, and also Cindy and Hannah and the other Mark. And now once again, here comes Hannah. Thank you, Hannah, and Cassie says hello. And Cassie, thank you so much for listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. I hope you'll be back, too. And also Aunt Loretta, Uncle Paul, Chelsea, and Mallory say hello. When I was-